G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 6. I'm John Barker. Joining me, as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, a massive day of racing at Doomben on Saturday to launch the long weekend. Three Group 1s. The big race is the richest Group 1 in Queensland history, $2 million Amy Stradbroke handicap, and this has been a race for the long shots in recent years, and I don't doubt, Joel, that both you and Carl have got a selection for me well into double figures.
Certainly I have, yep. So look, at $2 million, there's only two Group 1 winners in the race, so perhaps you could say it's not the strongest Stradbroke we've seen. Those two.
Are there not five Group 1 winners?
That's right, there's five Group 1 winners.
Oh, so I've got my stats, but it's a cracking field. well, yes, if there is five Group 1 winners, then, yeah, it's the field could be a bit stronger, but I have gone for a roughie. And,
I mean, they're not real Group 1s, they're just the Galaxy and that sort of thing.
But yeah, they're B-grade Group 1s.
All right.
Apart from Bowman, of course.
Yeah, well, so the Group 1 is a Boban, Sacred Star,
Hot Snitzel, Smoking Joey,
and Temple of Burn.
Temple of Burn, yeah. Well, it's easy to forget some of them, I guess.
Indeed. Well, what about you, Carl? Are you going to give us a bit of a long shot for the Stradbroke?
Yeah, slightly long, just on the fringes of double figure odds, but surprised that the odds are my top selection as well, given the fact that it's just on the fringe of winning its first Group 1. So, interesting race. Look, Doomben doesn't tend to be my favourite sort of track to be betting. It's luck plays a massive part, big fields, evenly matched fields, and a heck of a lot of interference. So you just cross your fingers and hope they get the right run in transit.
All right, thank you, Captain Bringdown. We'll now take you right through the all black type card on that goat paddock that is Doomben. joking, of course, listeners. Race one, Coca-Cola Amatil Hinkler Handicap. Listed event over 1,200 metres, Joel.
Number 7, Coombe Dividend for me. It was well tried in early markets first up. They expected him to run well, and I think he would have been in the finish had he got clear. He was a bit unlucky coming to the turn when he needed to get out, so maybe they'll get the cash on Saturday. Got him ahead of 4, Facile Tigger, who I think can be an improver at big odds. 8, Whiskey All Round, draws barrier 1, that should help. And 3, Into the Red. Kaepernick's got to be included, but $2.70, I think you can look for a better value than that.
Kaepernick on top for me, number 12. Agree, probably under the odds, but I just couldn't really find anything in the race that I wanted to put on top. So got 12 on top from 3 Into the Red, 7 Coombe Dividend, and 2 Thump.
Race 2 at Doomben on Saturday is the James Bogues Premium Lancaster Stakes for 2-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres.
Number 2, Madotti, was excellent first up at the Gold Coast. Didn't quite show the same zip last time. I'm just going to give her another chance. I think she's pretty handy, so I will give her another go. To beat 3, Flippant, going to be pretty short. She was well backed at Scone and she won well. 10, Nylette, I think is a good roughie. I wish she had drawn a good gate, but she's a chance at odds. And 6, Harlem River, who chased home Flippant, has got to be given a chance as well.
Yeah, Flippant, the favourite for me as well. It was quite an impressive win at Scone when they put the money on. Drew wide, went forward, led, burnt the candle at both ends, and was still too strong to win by over 2 lengths. It looks the one to beat from barrier 5. Got it on top from Harlem River, who chased it home into second place. For third, number 11, Opinionated, and fourth, number 7, The Bee's Knees.
Race 3 at Doomben, Ambassador Travel, the Wayne Wilson Mile, 1600 metre listed race.
Number 3, Flamingo Star for mine. Look, one Strawberry Boy will try and dominate again as he did last time out. I thought perhaps Flamingo Star might be able to sit on his back and finish over at the top of him. He was pretty good at his Australian debut in the 10,000. I think he'll be fitter and appreciate the step up in distance. So the stablemates, 3 to beat 1. For third, number 8, Staviva. Give him a good chance in the Queensland Guineas if he sneaks in the race. But against older horses here, he needs to improve a little bit, but he can run well. And 5, Epic, with a good record at the Doomben Mile, got to be kept safe.
Lucky Logo for me, been following her the whole campaign, no reward just yet, but maybe this is the day. Draws well again, barrier 2, a bit like last time when it ran home behind Strawberry Boy, and is down in the weights, gets a bit of weight relief, and Strawberry Boy is the top weight here, so the weight swing certainly in its favour. Lucky Logo on top from 4, Frespinol, who was a narrow last start winner, getting the better of the bob of the head, unlike the Scone Cup 2 starts before that. The third, number 1, Strawberry Boy, who's the class runner. and fourth number 9, Gold Slick, who might be the improver up in distance.
First of the group races at Doomben on Saturday is race 4, Best Security Dane Ripper Stakes, 1350 metres for the fillies and mares at group 2 level, set weights and penalties, and I guess a bit of intrigue here as to whether Lamosti will be running in this race or whether the filly will get a run in the Stradbroke, Joel.
Yeah, obviously Lamosti, if she runs here, her and Catkins are going to be the two popular elects. I like number 10, Rose of Choice. She missed the run at Hawkesbury, they went to Scone. She resumed over 1400, and she wasn't bad. I think she'll strip a lot fitter for that. The blinkers go back on. She'd been trialling really well prior to that. So I like her at each way odds. To beat 8, Lamosti, 1, Catkins, and 6, Tyler Shan, a roughie for the exotics.
Yeah, Lumosti for me, if it runs here, I think it's the one to beat. From 9, Perron. Unlucky mare, maybe she creates her own bad luck, but I guess that's her racing style. She'll get back and she'll need a bit of fortune in the straight. If she does get it, she'll be right in the finish. For third, number 4, Bring Me the Maid, who didn't have much room in the straight in the Doomben 10,000, but is certainly capable of bouncing back. And for fourth, number 7, Jazz Song, who got back in a slowly run race last time, maybe racing a touch below her best, but may improve here. 8, 9, 4 and 7.
Race 5 looks wide open. It's the Sky Racing Queensland Guineas, 1600 metres worth 400,000 for 3-year-olds at level weights, Group 2 event.
Yeah, very tough race, and a few of the emergencies would be chances if they got in, 18, 19 and 20. But assuming they don't, I'll go 13 Hijack Hussey to beat 11 Miss Covergirl, 2 fillies in the race here, and they both, their racing pattern suggests they'll appreciate the mile. You never know until they get there, but Hijack Hussey, I thought even though she's got 0-8 next to her name, her latest run wasn't that bad. She's going to need a bit of luck, obviously. Doomben's probably not her best track, but I think she'll run well. To beat 11 Miss Cover Girl, 8 Awesome Rock and 7 Batman.
Keen on Awesome Rock here. It might just be the horse with a little bit of upside. Still a colt. Showed a bit of promise in the Melbourne Spring Carnival, the early stages, finishing third to Chivalry and chasing home Rich Enough a couple of times. And a bit disappointing first up this campaign, but it was a much better effort last time at 60-1. Finishing third behind the Doomben. I just think the rise in trip to the 1600 and might just be finishing strongly at a bit of odds. I think around about $15 or $17 is available for Awesome Rock, which might just be a touch of overs. So I got it on top from 3, Sure and Fast, the favourite, who was horribly unlucky last time. The win before that was excellent. For third, number 6, Good Project, and fourth, number 13, Hijack Hussey.
First of the group ones and first leg of the quaddie at Doomben on Saturday, BMW JJ Atkins, 1600 metres at level weights for 2-year-olds. Group one, 600,000, Joel.
I like number 4, Cylinder Beach. She's been crying out for a mile, this horse. Ever since his first start, he likes to get back and run on. Barrier 12, not an issue. Just obviously Doomben, just got to get a bit of luck, but he really hit the line strongly in the size over 1350. He's got a good pedigree, and I think at good odds he can break through for a maiden win in a group one. 2 Press Statements going really well, hard to fault him. 3 Bassett, looks pretty smart, has to go 1100 to 1600, that's the question mark for mine. And 12 Ashley Marie, also unbeaten, might be a bit underrated that filly.
Interesting race. I've got Counterattack on top. Got a little bit further back than I anticipated in the size produce, but hit the line hard, and everything suggests that Counterattack will run out a strong 1600 metres. So got that on top from 8, Blueberry Hill, who was incredibly brave in defeat last start in the size produce. For third, number 3, Bassett, impressive debut winner. Luke Nolan takes over from Daniel Stackhouse, who's Daniel Stackhouse's mother's in the ownership of this horse. And fourth, number 9, Look to the Stars, who is, of course, the winner of the size produce. 1, 8, 3 and 9.
Are you suggesting that Daniel's mum has sacked him?
I think Daniel's suspended, so that might save family
save
relations.
The blushes. Right, okay, race 7. Channel 7, second leg of the quaddie, second of the group ones. Channel 7, Queensland Derby, 2200 metres, also worth 6600 for 3-year-olds. Obviously at level weights, they're all colts and geldings. Joel.
Yeah, I went 10 Master of Arts, drawn a touch awkwardly, going to need a bit of luck, but everything he's doing suggests he's going to really run out a strong 2200. Unlucky not to win the Grand Prix last start. I think that can be the best form. Got him ahead of One Werther, who surprised me when he beat the older horses at Wait for Age last week and did it very convincingly too, hence why he's coming to favourite. Drawn Barrier 1, he's going to be right there. Three Saddlers Lake's drawn a horror gate again, as he did in the Grand Prix. I would have tipped him on top if he had drawn well, but he's just going to need too much luck. And I put 15 Spur on Gold in for four.
Thermogenic for me, number 12. One of my favourite horses going around at the moment. And that last start win at Flemington was very, very good. It was three wide the trip over the mile at Flemington. Never easy to do. And the race turned into a sprint home. And despite covering the extra ground, Thermogenic dashed home in 33 and change. And it was too good for them. It was a really good performance. And before that, probably should have won a few South Australian Derby lead-up races. I think it's the class runner that can sit a little bit closer from Barrier 6. And at 25-1 is probably the best bet of the whole day. So I got it on top from 10, Master of Artu. Looms is the big danger. Horribly unlucky last time in the Grand Prix. Third, number 1, Werther. And for fourth, number 9, Redoubtable Heart.
The big one is race 8, Amy Stradbroke Handicap. As mentioned, it's worth $2 million. This year, of course, over the Doomben 1350 rather than the Eagle Farm 1400. And Lumosity, the favourite, has not yet got a run as we speak to you on Thursday afternoon. Lumosity's first emergency, but Fontalina is in there, got barrier 19, rated 100-1 chance, and doesn't have a jockey. So I would say things look fairly bright for Lumosity to get a start, Joel.
Yeah, it certainly leaves the door quite ajar for her. I've gone 13 El Rocker here, just putting my faith in him to find some of his best form. I thought his run last week was much better, and that was a pretty handy sprint field. I got a bit of time for ball and muscle, and that's a good idea in those horses. He's drawn well, which was the key. Barrier 2, he'll do no work, drops 5.5 kilos to 53.5. You look at that form last prep around Terra Vista and Dissident, and if he can just get ready to get somewhere near his best third up, I think he's well over the odds. 13 to beat 3 Sacred Star, who ran 5th in this last year. He ran really well in the 10,000, 55 kilos, probably weighted right up there. He has won a couple of Group 1s in New Zealand, but he's in the mix. 5 General Leaf, a drawn a shocking gate, but he's flying this prep. He's really gone to the next level, and I've put 6 Temple of Boom in for 4.
Got Lord of the Sky here on top. About $17. I'm really surprised. The lead-up form is outstanding. 4th in the Newmarket, 2nd in the TJ Smith to Chautauqua, beaten in the last stride, and 2nd in the Goodwood after drawing a wide barrier, doing a power of work up on the pace and only being gathered in late by Flamberge. Rise to 1350 might scare off a few people, but I guess the Doomben 1350 is not as testing as some other trips. And
this well, always is. What, 1400?
1400, exactly. And I just tend to think, looking at the race, it doesn't look to be too much pressure. I mean, from barrier 3, he's going to jump out maybe a half to three quarters clear. And I think he can, you know, take the race by the scruff of the neck. And if there's a soft 200-metre, 300-metre sectional down the back, he's going to take plenty of catching in the run home. So just hopefully leads throughout and gives him something to chase. On top from 16, Delectation, 9, Noi Dart, and 11, Blackheart Bart, who was excellent last time in the Goodwood. Really good run.
All righty, we finish with race 9, the Evergreen Turf Brisbane Cup. Already, of course, reduced normally to 2,400 from its original 32. He's only a Group 2 these days, and only 2,200. This Saturday, and it is a Group 2, as I mentioned, of 300,000. Joel, there's 3 Waller runners, but you think an informed Victorian might get the chocolates.
Yeah, let's make a deal. She went a long time between wins, but she broke that drought with her first black type success in Adelaide. This is obviously a tougher race, but it was a strong win. She showed a good turn of foot and really put her rivals to the sword. I think 2200 is ideal, and carrying the minimum weight, I think she's well in. Got her on top of 3 Waller runners. Moriarty, number 1, Index Link, number 2, and Villanova, number 8.
Identical numbers in that exact order, 4, 1, 2, and 8. Can't add much more besides, I think, Let's Make Deals been performing really well this preparation. 53 kilos just tossed in at the weights. And, yeah, this really does look a race on paper.
All right, well, let's have your best and value bets for the Doomben program, Joel.
Late in the day, Let's Make a Deal, my best. Race 9, number 4, and El Rocker, my value. Race 8, number 13.
My best is Thermogenic in the Derby. Race 7, number 12, and my value bet is Lord of the Sky and the Stradbroke.
Okie dokie. Moonee Valley, once again, is the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. And, well, no one seems to be bored of it because 9... 9 big fields, including several capacity fields. What about our best in value at the Valley, Joel?
My best is Yesterday's Songs, race 6, number 6. Fastest late split in a Group 1, dropping back to a benchmark 84, you'd have to think he'd be winning. It's obviously going to need a little bit of luck from the gate, and he's going to be well found in the betting, but I think he's a banker for your all up bets. And value, I think there's a couple there I like at good odds. Race 4, number 12, Nulle, on the backup from last week. Spencer Street also ran in the same race. It was a harder race. He goes up 4 kilos, will be well in the betting. Nulle only goes up a half, and around $17, I think he can run well. And Written, race 8, number 10, off a freshen, back to 1200. Jackie Berryman gets on well with her. I think she'll press forward and run a good race at odds.
Best bet, Duke of Brunswick, race 5, number 9, resumed with a really good effort behind Durandal, who performed respectably last weekend in Queensland. And I just think Duke of Brunswick is a horse that is on the up and had 9 starts for 1 win and 6 seconds. I think that that win column is going to be boosted to level out a bit more. And the value bet comes up in race 8. It's Kudlun, race 8, number 7, Kowloon. Won first up last campaign over 1200 at Sandown Hillside, so I've got no problem with the 1200 metres fresh here, and from barrier 3 should just get a nice trailing run and be finishing strongly. So that is my value selection there, race 8, number 7 at Moonee Valley.
And my best, like Joel, was Yesterday's Songs, and my value bet, and indeed the entire Best Bets panel has gone for Yesterday's Songs.
So even money in a big field, so it looks like everyone's jumping on board.
A lot of weight to carry, and my value bet is Carl's Best Bet, Duke of Brunswick. So, a fair bit of love and agreement around the room about Moonee Valley on Saturday. We head to Royal Randwick, Royal with cheese, Randwick, for Saturday racing on this long weekend. And we do have a black type race. It is race 6, Joel, the Tommy Radonikis OAM June Stakes over 1,100 metres, a listed event in a full field.
Yeah, I'm not overly confident with my selection here, but I went number 10, Barbed, drawn wide, and he wanted the track to get a bit drier, but he's got a good fresh record. All 3 of his wins have been fresh. And he's got Ball of Muscle, that's a good idea for him, and he's trialled really well. So if the track dries out, I'll be a bit more confident. Got him on top of 1 Avoid Lightning, 60 kilos against the males is a tough ask, but she'll run well, 2 Target in Sight and 9 Angels Beach.
Same first 4, just a different order. Avoid Lightning on top, really good win in the Sapphire, and then I just thought was beaten by the barrier in the Sangster. Fast out, was up outside the lead, caught wide, dragged back to midfield, had no cover, and still was finding the line late and beaten 2 lengths by Miracles of Life, who had the gun trailing run. I thought it was a big effort. 60 kilos, won't be easy, but that's offset by the likelihood, I guess, from barrier 2 of a softer run in transit. So got it on top from 2 Target in Sight, 9 Angels Beach and 10 Barbed.
Okay, and best in value bets at Randwick?
My best is Final Decision. It's one of those emergencies for the Queensland Guineas, but I think if he runs in Sydney, it'll be very hard to beat. Race 2, number 6, sat wide, 2 runs back behind Najum in the Hawkesbury Guineas and then made amends last start. Probably won't make use of barrier 1, but it will be hard to beat if he gets clear. And I made Pajaro my value, $5. He might get a bit better. Looks a pretty competitive race. He was good first up, and he was pretty consistent last prep.
Word of mouth, race 4, number 8, a Victorian visitor, that's my best bet. Not a race of much depth, this benchmark 78, and after the 2 kilo claim at Taylor Marshall, I just reckon it's thrown in at the weights. It has been unplaced at the 5 runs this campaign and was a model of consistency last campaign, but been contesting really strong races and just drops in grade and beautifully weighted. This looks its race. And the last race, another horse that's just finishing outside the placings this campaign, but I think can win, race 8, number 6, All Cerise. Two efforts over this track and distance. Well, the most recent one was Forgettable when ridden positively to lead, and that's contrary to its usual racing pattern. But the time before, it was a close-up second to Mahara. And at the weights, it's really well treated. And it just... I really do feel All Cerise is, again, another one that's thrown in the weights, knocking on the door for a win, and hopefully gets it on Saturday.
Morfordville, they are racing on the course proper with the rail out a fair way and fairly small fields prevail, Carl. And one of those, one of the smaller fields is race five, the open sprint. And just the seven acceptors, one already out as we speak, so just six left in it. And here we find your best of the day, because we've still got them marked $4 the field. It probably won't start $4 the field, but your best of the day is there, race five.
Yeah, light it up, number five. Probably starts around $3.50, $4, but got a great record over the track and distance, the Moorfield 1200. The past 10 runs at the track and distance for 4 wins and 4 seconds. The last two of those, it's been unplaced, but one of them was in the Goodwood, and the start before that, it was very unlucky, and it was a good eye-catching fourth. So I do feel lightened up, down on the minimum weight, is the best way to go in that small field. And the value bet comes up in the next race, number nine, race six, number nine, Star Recruit. First up from a spell, son of not a single doubt, that's shown always a little bit of ability, and first up last campaign was just a tragedy beaten, missed the start by 2 lengths and got held up in the straight and flushed home to finish second beating a length. That was in a stronger race that finished second behind Knight Rocker. This race hasn't got anywhere near as much depth, and Star Recruit's double figure odds, so I think it's certainly worth an each way wager.
My best is Elko Bro, race 7, number 2. His last two runs have been better, and I think he's really well placed to get away with this. There's 5 last start maiden winners in the race, and I always find it tough to go from a maiden to a city win, so I don't know if there's much depth. So we'll go Elko Bro as my best, and value is Grand Britannia, race 6, number 4. First up last prep ran a good race behind Balligari and went on to run a couple of decent races, so I thought he'd run well at each way odds.
And Joel, what did you like at Belmont?
Belmont, to my best, is Threadlock, race 6, number 8. Won at Northern 2 back, ran in the Provincial Championship final last time out, was last throughout and hit the line strongly for 5th. Pat Carberry goes on board and draws much better in gate 4. I think she'll run really well, and my value was Terrorise, again for Pat Carberry. Race 7, number 11, ran a good race down the straight at Pinjarra. First up from a spell, he'll strip a bit fitter for that. And surprised at what his odds are, around $17 you can get.
And earlier in the day, where are they going around in New Zealand?
Tarapa and Trentham, heavy tracks for both the venues. Trentham, my best bet is race 6, number 2, Ox. Trialled really well and then had to do a fair bit of work out wide first up before weakening out. Don't think this is a strong race, and he's a lightly raced galloper who's got a bit of promise, I think, so he can turn it around, and my value is Proud Zoe, race 4, number 10. This is a 2-year-old maiden. She had 2 runs in her first prep, was well beaten both times, but she's trialled well leading into this. The blinkers go on for the first time. I thought she might be an improver in her second prep. Tarapa, my best, is race 9, number 14, Emily Monk. Talented daughter of O'Reilly. She's always showed plenty of promise. Just the question mark whether she's fit enough for the mile, but she's pretty smart and I think she'll go well. And my value was race 5, number 8, Super Ready. Strong run last time out. Flew home for second. Looks ready to break through for his maiden win.
All right, well, it's the June long weekend, so one of the big attractions of racing in country Australia is the Swan Hill Carnival. They're racing on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We have full form for all 3 of those meetings in your winning post in the AFL states, at least. We've got full form for Friday and Sunday in New South Wales and Queensland, plus fields for Saturday. The big race on Friday is the $100,000 Pools Golden Topaz. Now, I see Daniel Borg's done our selections in winning post. Have either of you had a look at this race?
I have not.
I have had a brief look, and Eximius does stand out for me first up. Draws a nice barrier 3, and did have a luckless defeat first up last campaign down the straight at Flemington over 1200. I'm sure Mick Price wouldn't be going up to Swan Hill for a picnic. He did bring up the stablemate, Prince of Brooklyn, who is a brother of Duke of Brunswick. In the 4th race, the Elvstrom Classic. So I think he's taken up 2 very strong chances there, and he might get the cash with both.
Alrighty, and Sunday is the other big day at Swan Hill, where the $100,000 Murray Downs Swan Hill Cup Race 7 is the big one. And Joel, I see that your best of the day comes up in the Cup.
Yeah, I went Honourable Aussie. veteran galloper, only had the two runs for Darren Weir, failed on the heavy first up. Really improved showing at Flemington, third behind Longeron and Ferrolic. That's good form. Look, his best form is probably 2,000, but 1,600 third up, and as I said, with the new stable, he'll be tough to beat, I would have thought.
Okay, well, the action doesn't stop on Sunday because we press through to Monday on this long weekend around Australia. And in Winning Post this week, you will find a full form guide for the Metro meeting at Mornington. And you will also find Fields colours and selections for both Rose Hill and Sunshine Coast. So it's a value-packed Winning Post this week. Still only $5 after all these years. And form, as I mentioned, for Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, plus all your favourite features. So now we've done that plug, we just leaves us with a best $20 bet for the weekend. Joel?
Let's go Rose of Choice, race 4, Doomben, 10 each way. Hopefully Lamosky runs, gives us a better price.
And I'll go Thermogenic 20 to win in the Queensland Derby.
And I'll go to Doomben as well with the expected good track. And I am going to go 10 each way, race 5, number 11, Miss Cover Girl. So enjoy your long weekend, everybody. Drive safely, drink plenty of water, and back plenty of winners. And we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.